Keep tuned in to this station for latest reports from the invasion front. The following program, the Dinah Shore program, will be interrupted by the CBS newsroom to bring you any important news flashes that come in during the next half hour. At the conclusion of this program, we'll bring you 5 minutes of the latest news reports. Now, the Dinah Shore program. Better by Bird's Eye.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Bird's Eye Frosted Foods present the Dinah Shore program with Robert Amendola and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, our special guest Kenny Baker, and...
Time, girl, you're turning night into day. Sleepy time, girl, you've danced the evening away before each silvery star fades out of sight. Please give him one little kiss, and then you can whisper goodnight. It's getting late and dear, your pillow's waiting. Sleepy time, girl, when all your dancing is through. Sleepy time, girl, you'll find a cottage for you. You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know. When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.
You'll learn to cook and to sew. What's more, you'll love it, I know.
When you're a stay-at-home, play-at-home, 8 o'clock, sleepy time, gal.
Thank you, and hi there, everybody. This is Dinah. On behalf of Wally Brown and all the rest of us on this show, we'd like to dedicate this program of songs to all our gallant boys overseas and on all fronts. To all of them, from G.I. Joe to General Eisenhower.
All I do the whole night through is dream of you. With the dawn I still go on and dream of you. Your every thought, your everything, you are every song. Summer, winter, autumn, and spring, and were there more than 24 hours a day, they'd be spent in sweet content, dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, nighttime too. All I do the whole day through
happy to welcome back my old friend Kenny Baker, who just returned to town from a year's run in Broadway's swell musical, One Touch of Venus. According to the Broadway columnist, he was tops.
Say, Dinah, do you know what the New York Times said?
No.
Quote, Kenny Baker, outstanding sensation of the Broadway season.
Variety said, quote, Baker, Sacco, and the Los Angeles Times said,
quote, local boy just returned from New York, urgently wants house, room, cabin, trailer, or tent. Police!
Kenny Baker! Kenny, it's good to see you again. How about singing the song thousands of our boys overseas love so much?
Are you going to announce it, Dinah?
No, just go ahead and sing it, Kenneth.
Start upon a marathon and run around your brain. You can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and moon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. I have an ear for music, and I have an eye for a maid. I like a pretty girlie with each pretty tune that's played. They go together like sunny weather goes with the month of May. I've studied girls and music, so I'm qualified to say you can't escape. She's in your memory by morning, night, and moon. She will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty
because we want to hear some more later. Now, here's Toby Reed with some good advice.
Thank you, Donna. Friends, there's an old saying, which all of you probably know, that goes, nothing ventured, nothing gained. Well, it's a mighty good maxim to remember these days when you go to market for food, particularly when you make your selection of Bird's Eye Frosted Foods. For many of you who may be familiar with only one or two Bird's Eye products, have a great deal to gain in the way of delightful new discoveries if you'll just venture to try some of the other Bird's Eye foods, too. The Bird's Eye people pack many, many different foods, all of them as delicious, as fine eating, as the few Bird's Eye foods you may now list among your regular favorites. And many a brand new Bird's Eye treat has come out lately, too. Dishes that are all prepared and ready to cook or eat. Dishes that'll mean new convenience and new eating pleasure for you and all the family. So if you don't find your own special favorite Bird's Eye food available at your Bird's Eye food store, try another. Perhaps a new Bird's Eye product instead. Just remember to ask for Bird's Eye to be certain you see the name Bird's Eye on the package. And no matter which product you get, you'll find it delicious, tempting, the best you ever tasted. For the better buy in frosted foods, always buy Bird's Eye Frosted Foods.
Well, a novelty song comes along that really gets you. This one looks like it's going places in a hurry.
Would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are? Or would you rather be a mule? A mule is an animal with long, funny ears. He kicks up at anything he hears. His back is brawny, but his brain is weak. He's just plain stupid with a stubborn streak. And by the way, if you hate to go to school, you may grow up to be a mule.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar?
Or would you rather be a pig? A pig is an animal with dirt on his face. His shoes are a terrible disgrace. He's got no manners when he eats his food. He's fat and lazy and extremely rude. But if you don't care a feather or a fig, you may grow up to be a pig.
Or would you like to swing on a star? Carry moonbeams home in a jar? And be better off than you are?
Or would you rather be a fish? A fish won't do anything but swim in a brook. He can't write his name or read a book. To fool the people is his only thought. And though he's slippery, he still gets caught. But then if that sort of life is what you wish, you may grow up to be a fish. And all the monkeys aren't in the zoo. Every day you meet quite a few. So you see, it's all up to you. Than you are. You could be swinging on a star.
Thank you, sir. Kenny Baker's coming out now with a bit of America as George Gershwin lived it. The little things of summer and spring. Lilacs over the back fence or the dance pavilion beside the lake. Young folks driving around in a Model T Ford. Things as big as freedom because they are freedom. Kenny Baker singing George Gershwin's Summertime.
Looking so hush,
little baby, don't you cry. Then you spread your wings and you take to the sky. But till that morning, there's nothing can harm you. With your daddy and mammy standing
bet that everywhere you find a jukebox, you're probably going to find this next song. It's a precious little thing called Amour. Amour, amour, amour. This word so sweet that I repeat means I adore you. Another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow other nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft caressing word. I know. There's no day and nights are lonely. Amour, amour, my love. Make life divine, say you'll be mine and love me only. Hear que tus besos anidaron en mí. Igual que palomas mensajeras de luz, saber que mis besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal. Amor, amor, amor.
Nació de ti, nació de mí. Amor, amor, amor.
Nació de Dios para los dos. Nació el alma. Amor nació de ti. Amor. Toby Reed again with some good tips on marketing.
Friends, while marketing is difficult these days, you can find the right kind of foods to feed your family if you look in the Bird's Eye frosted food case at your Bird's Eye food store. For there you'll find vegetables as delicious and garden fresh, as clean and work-free, as tender, tempting, and healthful as you could desire. You may not always be able to get the particular Bird's Eye food your heart is set on, for these are days of shortages, and until Bird's Eye can pack the new crops coming along, the Bird's Eye selection will naturally be somewhat limited. But if you can't get one Bird's Eye product, you can select any of the other Bird's Eye foods with confidence in their quality. For today, as always, Bird's Eye quality is tops. So be certain you get it. Don't confuse Bird's Eye with any other frosted foods. Make sure you see the name Bird's Eye on the package of frosted foods you select. There's only one Bird's Eye brand. Only one Bird's Eye quality.
Song that tells its own story. Vincent Newman's Great Days.
When skies were dark, came Noah's Ark. Amen. When lions roared, came Daniel's Lord. Day. If you believe, he shall receive you. Amen. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will walk. Hold up your hands and say there's gonna be a great day. When you're down and out, lift up your head and shout, there's gonna be a great day. Angels in the sky promise that by and by, there's gonna be a great day. Gabriel will warn you some early morn, you'll hear. It's not far away.
It's not far away.
Hold up your hands and say.
Hold up your hands and say.
There's gonna be a great day.
Well, I guess that's about it, everybody. Tonight, we just wanted to sing a few songs because we think maybe that's what our fellows would have asked for if they could have called long distance from anywhere. Thanks from all of us, Kenny Baker, for dropping over. And good luck to you on June 24th when you take over the Groucho Marx Blue Ribbon Town program for the summer. We'll all be listening.
Thanks very much, Dinah, and good night.
Good night, Kenny. Folks, we hope you'll all be back with us next week. Phil Harris is coming over, and we'd like you all to join us. Night, everybody.
This is Toby Reed saying better by Bird's Eye. Next Thursday, Bird's Eye Frosted Foods will again bring you the Dinah Shore program with Wally Brown, Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra, the Joseph Lilly Singers, and our special guest will be Phil Harris. And now, goodbye from Bird's Eye. Until next week. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
CBS News Headquarters in New York, Bob Trout speaking. Before giving you a summary of the latest details of the invasion news, I'd like to tell you that at 11:15 Eastern Wartime tonight, that's approximately 1 hour and 15 minutes from now, we shall broadcast on this Columbia network from London a recording made by our correspondent Charles Collingwood, who left Britain in a landing craft at the start of the invasion. And this is the first that we have heard from Charles Collingwood. And now for the summary. Fierce fighting is now going on along the beaches of Normandy. Supreme Allied Headquarters tells us that British and Canadian troops are continuing to make progress. The Germans have met with little success in repeated attacks against the British 6th Airborne Division, and the American bridgeheads are being gradually enlarged. German reserves have now been in action along the whole front, and as our spearheads and first reinforcements continue to push forward, with more success in some places than in others, our naval craft and gliders are still bringing more men and more supplies across the channel, building up for the expected stronger counterattack by the enemy. Headquarters has now given us some of the additional details that had to be withheld from the enemy until now. We're told that the American 1st Division, which established a fine record in North Africa and Sicily, was one of the two divisions to make the first attack on the occupied continent. The other was the tough and battle-tested British 50th Northumbrians, famous for their deeds in the Mediterranean theater. Both are now under the command of General Montgomery. In the Channel, our naval forces are driving off the attempts by German E-boats to interfere with our operations. German air action is still on a limited scale, and our air action appears to be increasing. General Eisenhower's latest communique reports that from dawn of June the 6th to midday Thursday, our airmen flew 27,000 individual missions. They battered communication centers in France, they protected our troops, and they countered the few enemy planes they met. In all, 176 German planes have been destroyed in the air, and in the same period, we lost 289 planes. The weather is still a big problem to the Supreme Command somewhere in Britain. During the day, we've been receiving frequent reports on the changes in the wind and temperature in the English Channel, and the last report was that conditions are not getting any better. So far, we know that one American division has taken at least 1,000 German prisoners. The city of Caen appears to be the scene of some of the bitterest fighting on the French coast. In fact, a spokesman at Allied headquarters described it as a tough nut to crack. Further evidence on this comes from a British correspondent who, on Wednesday, wrote from a dugout near Caen that we might capture the city in a matter of hours, perhaps minutes. And that was written on Wednesday. We have at least one air base of some sort on the French coast, but where it is, how large it is, what kind it is, and what it's being used for at the moment have not been revealed. General Eisenhower's radio spokesman has sent another warning to the people of occupied Europe. This latest message was directed at residents of the Atlantic coast from France to Norway. Fishermen are advised to cease their daily operations beginning at 9 p.m. Thursday, British time. That was 3 p.m. Eastern Wartime 7 hours ago. The spokesman warned these residents of the coast not to fish again until 9 p.m. of June 15th. Fishermen now in port should remain there. Those at sea are advised to get back to port immediately. Follow this order strictly and quickly, said the Supreme Command spokesman. Failure to do so may be fatal to yourselves and will hinder the operations of the Allied forces. We're still getting eyewitness stories from the correspondents who accompanied the invasion troops. They do not all run in the same vein. Some report heavy casualties. Others say the troops in their section met little opposition. Typical is the story of the paratroopers who had to turn back when their plane was damaged by anti-aircraft fire. And then the men immediately went to the nearest British port and tried to make arrangements to get ferried across the channel. A few minutes ago, Columbia Shortwave Listening Station heard the British radio report that fighters of the 8th Air Force destroyed or damaged more than 400 rail cars during the day. I'd like to remind you again of the broadcast at 11:15 Eastern Wartime tonight, about 1 hour and 15 minutes from now, of Charles Collingwood's recording from London. Bob Trout speaking. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.